News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, joins us now. Fionnán, Simon Harris talking about resetting Fine Gael yesterday as he officially became the party's new leader. Is that just optics? Is it just language? Or is he actually going to reset Fine Gael and its values?
Yeah, well, his audience was a blue shirt rally, so you'd expect to be plenty of raw meat for the Fine Gaelers. I mean, for anybody from outside, you'd be kind of shocked to learn that Fine Gael are pro-business, pro-farming and pro-law and order. The question for Simon Harris is, okay, what's the next sentence? You know, beyond the soundbite, what are you actually talking about here? And we didn't get any flesh in the bone there. We're still none the wiser about what Simon Harris's broader vision is for the country. So in terms of party organisation, they're demoralised, they're beleaguered, the morale is low. He's given them a shot in the arm ahead of the local and European elections. So that's fine for them. But his other job, apart from his main job in Fine Gael leader, is actually Taoiseach of the country. So we're yet to learn where exactly he sees the
what do you expect him going. What do you expect him to do in that regard?
Well, I expect him to flesh out exactly what he's talking about when he's saying we are the party of law and order. Okay, so are you now dropping the hate speech bill? Are you parking it in the Shannon, never to be heard from again? Are you talking about changes in terms of sentencing policy? Are you talking about further powers for Garda Síochána on immigration, firm but fair? What does that actually mean?
Yeah, and Leo Varadkar has kind of said similar things in the recent past as well.
Yeah, they've been a bit lazy now on the Fine Gael side. They've been Helen McEntee has been talking for the last 2 months about a leaflet that she's going to put out for her own country, explain to what's going on with immigration. So I think they need more than a bit of a leaflet. They could do with stating this is exactly the position, this is precisely what we are doing in response to that. These are our international obligations, and this is how we are interpreting that versus other countries, and state clearly what the position is, as opposed to having a bit of a shambles over a bank holiday weekend where people are removed from tents on the street to tents in a field. So they could do, actually, with somebody, and Simon Harris keeps getting praised for being a great communicator, somebody who can actually articulate to people what exactly is the policy here and how is that being implemented.
Just in terms of changes at cabinet level, I know maybe it's something we in the media get more obsessed about than the regular punters do, but do you expect changes? Do you think the likes of Simon Coveney will hold on?
Yeah, he seems to be, from what we're told, looking for another change at cabinet level, not throwing everybody out, but knows that given the mandate that he has received from the Fine Gael party, he needs to be seen to be carrying out widespread changes. So Peter Burke it seems to be the top of the list, the junior minister of European Affairs, comes up to cabinet because Leo Varadkar is gone. The next one then is slightly more awkward because you basically go to each of the sitting ministers and say, are you running in the next general election? If the answer is no, then you're out. But nobody is indicating. And Coveney was actually saying yesterday he is running in the next general election. So Simon Harris is going to have to sack somebody if he's gone down that route. Simon Coveney, because he's been around for so long, seems to be top of the list and will probably be a popular move in Fine Gael as well. It seems to be viewed as some people at the cabinet table, namely Simon Coveney, been there too long now and he's a bit of a freshening up. That then presents him with a geography problem because it has to be replaced by somebody from Munster. So is that Patrick O'Donovan or is that Brendan Griffin comes in his place? So once you remove one piece of the jigsaw, you have to kind of replace it with something similar. So we'll see how that goes. On the junior minister side, he already has Josefa Madigan gone. He'll be promoting one or two up the cabinet. So that should be enough for him to show that there are changes. But you know, we're none the wiser yet, but the speculation is pointing towards Peter Burke plus another.
Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.